Greetings, everyone. I'm Valerie Green, and you're tuned into Harpistry, an eclectic mix of music of the harp. We've got a great mix of some recently released CDs, complemented by tried and true recordings from times past up on the show today. Among the new releases, The Wood of Marois from wire harpist and storyteller Patrick Ball. And we'll hear from another master of the wire-strung harp, Chris Caswell. From Lorena McKennett, her release from late last year is The Wind That Shakes the Barley, A Sonnet for the Queen from The Harper and the Minstrel, and acoustic duets from Al Petaway and Amy White's new CD, High in the Blue Ridge. In the liner notes of Patrick Ball's new CD, he tells about the Wood of Marois, the place where two legendary lovers, Tristan and Isolde, took refuge to escape the vengeance of King Mark of Cornwall. Most of the tunes on the recording are taken from Patrick's stage show, The Flame of Love, The Romance of Tristan and Isolde, and were chosen to evoke the many emotions and colors of this medieval legend. And legend has it that Tristan himself was a harper. These pieces are performed on the wire-strung harp, much as one would have heard such songs played in 16th century Ireland.
Thank you.
Patrick Ball's new CD is The Wood of Marois, performing tunes on the wire-strung harp. We began with a Breton piece, Andro Neves, followed by Passing Thus Alone and Against the Wind. In that last set, we heard from a master of the wire-strung harp, and in this next set, another master of that same instrument, Chris Caswell. Not only is he a multi-instrumentalist, but he's also a highly respected master harp maker as well. From Chris Caswell's CD, Holy Wood.
Thank you.
Multi-instrumentalist and master harp maker Chris Caswell from his CD Holy Wood. We heard two selections, beginning with the McLeod's Big Tune, followed by the Wild Geese, both of which are traditional tunes. How it is that I've never included any of this next artist's music on the show before now is just criminal. I've heard about the music of Mary O'Hara for many years, but have never sought out her music until now. She's a well-loved harpist and singer from Ireland who began her career in 1954, retiring from performing in 1994, and she's credited with influencing a generation of women Irish singers.
By myself I'd be in Ortico, where the mountain stands away, and 'tis I would let the Sunday go in the cuckoo's glen above the bay. Agasach achir ligiso thank you.
On a bright May morning, to view the meadows and flowers came, whom should I spy but my own true lover, as she sat under yon I took off my hat and I did salute her. I did salute her most courageously. When she turned around, where the tears fell from her, saying, "False young man, you've deluded." Diamond ring I owned, I gave you, a diamond ring to wear on your right hand. But the vows you made, love you and broke them, and married the lassie. How at nights when I go to my bed of slumber, my thoughts fly to love running my mind. When I turn around to embrace my darling, instead of gold, show its brass I would call home her army from the West Indies on the Rocky and Spain, and every man to his wedded woman, in hopes that you and I will meet again. Thank you.
from Loretta McKennitt's brand new CD, The Wind That Shakes the Barley. We heard Brian Boru's March and On a Bright May Morning. And beginning that set, Mary O'Hara performing a tune that's become closely associated with her, entitled The Quiet Land of Erin, from her double CD, 40 Traditional Songs. Many are the multicolored threads that weave this auditory tapestry of music of the harp. You're listening to Harpistry here on KRVS 88.7 FM.
like a braid which charms your hair and make you bright as your fair. Lassie, will ye love me? And I would sights, money ahead, and busk ye we are still can go. Lassie, will ye love me? With me some narrowly, lassie, will ye love me? For I have not to offer ye, no gold from mine, no pearls from sea. Am I born of high degree, lassie, but I love ye.
Thank you.
The CD from Al Petaway and Amy White is entitled High in the Blue Ridge, with Al on guitars and banjo, and Amy on vocals, Celtic harp, guitar, mandolin, and piano. We heard Catamount, followed by a medley of Fairy's Choice and Choice Wife. And the CD by The Harper and the Minstrel, who are Abby and Jay Michaels, is A Sonnet for the Queen, which kicked off that last set. We heard Mary's Wedding, The May Song, and Oh, Gin I Were a Baron's Ear. Visit our website at krvs.org for a playlist of today's show and podcasts as well. You can subscribe to our podcast at that website as well, too. Harpistry is produced in Cypress Lake Studios in the University of Louisiana at Lafayette Campus. I'm Valerie Green. Until next time, thank you for joining me on Harpistry.